On today's episode, Mike and Ryan talk about brew caves and what they dream they could have for their perfect setup. Cheers.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Brewthers in Law, where beer is thicker than water. In this podcast, we take a journey of discovering home brewing, craft beer, and more. I'm Mike, and I'm here with my brother-in-law, Ryan. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm slightly sad and disappointed in myself because I have you over here to my wonderful basement abode, and I have no beer on tap.
I literally tapped it last night. And you are sad, and I wasn't going to say anything.
I mean, we did do a pit stop to Dragon Mead, which is a local brewer here, and we got a couple howlers and growlers. So we're saying good, don't worry.
We're not going to die of thirst.
No. I mean, I have a Kolsch brewing right now, and then I don't know if it's really a Kolsch. We'll see how this turns out. It's very hybrid. But I'm also working on another
one. Going rogue? That doesn't sound like you.
No, not at all. I have no reason to change up anything. But yeah, so I think we're still pretty well.
Well, you know what? It's great to come to the Wise Old Owl Brewery and see the art of beer being conducted before my eyes. We're recording two episodes today, and in between episodes, Ryan was messing around with the Kolsch that he's brewing right now. And it's nice to see. Usually I only get the finished product. So
yeah. It's good to see what other people do too. Like, it's slightly different than you and
it's useful
else.
To see how other people do things. Yeah. So Ryan and I are both amateur home brewers who are excited about beer and home brewing. On Brewthers in Law, we aren't looking to act as authorities, but to share our experiences with you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we hope that you'll share with us too, so that we can all learn and grow and enjoy this wonderful hobby together. So as usual, we are going to start with the first sip. And with the topic of today's episode being the brew cave, I went to sort of the sellout example of the brew cave, the pub, the bar. Ryan, what is the coolest pub or bar you have ever been to? And please describe it for us.
The coolest place that I've ever been to. And you have actually been there.
Have I?
You have. Cliff Bells.
Cliff Bells is really cool.
So, you're right. Cliff Bells is located in Detroit. It is the most mahogany wood you see in a bar. It is, when you walk in, you just smell the mahogany.
Like the mahogany.
If someone slammed their hand down, you will hear someone with really bad makeup yell, "That is mahogany." This bar, it's very classy. It's very, very old school style.
Also, a jazz bar.
So it is a jazz bar, yeah.
I am embarrassed to admit I've never been there when they were actually playing jazz.
That's true. We've been there only once each at the same time, actually.
I've been there.
Have you been there more than once? I know you went there with me on my bachelor's party, and that is where I remember. I was remembering things at that point.
I have been there twice.
Okay.
But neither time they were playing music. Both times the drinks were phenomenal.
Yes.
I do love jazz music, and so it makes me sad. And I believe we've talked about double dating there for like 5 years and have not done that thing.
I'd say lately it's been your guys' fault.
Yes. We did birth a human that tends to slow things down.
Yes, it does.
Tends to slow down your double date game.
But yeah, okay. It's a great place. I mean, a pickle martini sounds weird.
Oh my God.
But you got to try
so
it.
So good.
Yeah. Now, granted, it's not beer or anything else, but I think they had beer on tap
That was not a stipulation of this first sip. It was just pub or bar.
I did have a backup in case you did do that one. So.
No. I'm not trying to pull anything over on you. And you know what? I love me some Cliff Bells. It's a classy bar. It's a bar that makes you want to wear a tuxedo to it.
I know. It's like a three-piece suit in general.
Like, you don't have to, but to like dress up in it, if you wanted an excuse for a tuxedo, for like a tuxedo night, just dress up, go to Cliff Bells, listen to some jazz, and have some classy martinis, and like, oof.
There you go.
A good day.
Yes. All right. What about you?
All right. So, I am...
You're well-traveled, so I know you're going somewhere
well-traveled.
Else.
So the coolest pub I've ever been to, or the coolest bar, is called Lowry's Music and Whiskey Bar, and it is in Clifton, Ireland. And so okay. Clifton is in kind of the Galway, roughly, it's about, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour from Galway in the Connemara region of Ireland. It's a really beautiful area of Ireland. Galway is like a really famous city that a lot of people have heard of. It's like described as being like, you know, it's like Dublin's like the capital. It's very modern. Galway's like very Irish.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this region. The whole thing's very hilly. My wife and I went there in, I believe, 2015, and we just did this kind of driving tour of Ireland, and we ended up in Clifton near the end. We had just had a nice dinner. We were coming out of a restaurant, and we saw this place, Lowry's Bar, across the street, and said it was a whiskey bar. And I had heard tell that, and I'm a big bourbon drinker, and I like scotch too. I've had Irish whiskey. I like Irish whiskey. I had heard going to Ireland, I had read online that like they have a pretty budding, like kind of a craft whiskey game there. Yeah. You can get some really good whiskeys there. And I hadn't really had an experience with it here. I think now in 2020, that's going to sound weirder because it's become a lot more common to get like craft Irish whiskeys here. But at the time in 2015, it was way rarer. You know, maybe Jameson had put out
something
special.
I was going to say Telemadue or something like that. Yeah, was the only one I had.
Yeah. And that was like kind of special. Yeah. So we saw this. I really wanted to go in. We went in. You can look up pictures. Actually, the very first picture that comes up, if you search for Lowry's Bar on Google, says it all. It's like, I almost associate it with this shade of yellow because they had this beautiful backlighting of all of their bottles that had this like really kind of like historical yellow tint, for lack of a better term. They had all of them just beautifully backlit. There's just gorgeous wood and woodwork throughout the entire place. And they had a beautiful whiskey list. I had some excellent Irish whiskey, but part of what made it so cool was just the experience we had with like the locals there. You know,
I remember you told me you had a.
You'll hear that, like, you know, Irish people are like famously friendly, and it was proven like so true. So, I believe if I'm remembering,
I think you had a few drinks bought for you too, or at least recommended to you.
Yeah. So when we arrived, I don't know if I went to the bathroom or was just kind of wandering around checking it out or whatever, but I left Haley alone for a little bit, and this construction crew came in. They just finished shift, and it was like a guy about our age and then his dad and then their friend.
Yeah.
And they had clearly, like, they were all still dressed up. You could tell they'd just gotten off shift doing some kind of construction. And the guy our age, like, immediately starts hitting on her. and then I came back and sat down. You know, I was being cool. I didn't say anything. And so he immediately went, like, when I sat down and, like, Haley looked at me and there was just kind of this, like, history, he went, "Oh, man, that's your husband, isn't it?" And I'm not going to try and do an Irish accent, but He switched gears immediately, like just like the nicest guy, stopped hitting on her, started just kind of being friendly with both of us and hanging out. And like the first thing he did for me, like he introduced himself and then he was like, "What are you drinking there?" And I had just picked some Irish whiskey. I don't remember what it was. And he went, "You know what goes really good with that whiskey? A Guinness. Bartender, get this man a Guinness."
So I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong. So, yeah, he bought me a beer to go with my whiskey. And we ended up like sitting and chatting with him and his dad for a while. And it was so cool. It was one, you know, you travel and it feels hard. Like when you're somewhere for a week and you're going a different place every day, like you feel like a tourist. And rightly so, but it feels hard to kind of like break through and get a sense of like what the locals are actually like and what their lives are like. And just like chilling with this guy and his dad right after their shift. And he ended up buying me another beer later in the night. It was just a really wonderful night at a really cool place. And it is an experience. It's like the defining experience of our trip to Ireland for me.
I am slightly jealous that you guys have been to Ireland. I've had a long, long, like, stamp to want to go to Ireland.
You'll get there someday, Monday.
One day, yeah. Once pandemic is over, it's on the docket.
But so, yeah, so that is my favorite bar. Today, we are not going to be talking about commercial bars, though. We are going to be talking about the homemade brew cave. And so, Ryan, why don't you Why don't you tell us a little bit about how are we to define what a brew cave is before we dive into how to make the best one?
Yes. So brew cave, we're not going to call it a man cave because you know what? We don't care. Brewing? It's brew.
Brewing is for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. So a brew cave to me, it's where you brew. It's where you drink. It's where you have people over and you all just have a good time.
Yeah.
So.
And I would say crucially, a brew cave is not just a bi-gendered man cave. It is what you described is different
mm-hmm.
from what people classically go like, oh, it's my man cave. Like that's different.
Yes.
It's a different thing.
No, cause.
And it can be, yeah.
It could be anything. Can have a brew cave. You could have yourself a classic little brew cave where you're like, you have the mahogany wood downstairs, or you could just make it more sports related. Like I know people that do like, here in Michigan, we got Michigan State. Everyone's put up their things. No one cares about the Lions. So no one's puts up that stuff.
My dad does it and then he's miserable.
Yes. Yes.
Like a Lions fan should be. In 2020.
But like a brew cave is it's not like you can put whatever you want. Like I don't care about decoration. It's where you brew, it's where you drink, it's where you have fun. And so that's the main rules.
Let me ask you this. Should there be decoration though? Like is it being characterful a crucial part of a brew cave for you?
To me, no, because you can do whatever you want. That part of it is
so it can just be a boring old nothing of an unfinished basement with nothing on the walls, but as long as you got beer, it's fine.
As long as you have beer, that's all that matters for a brew cave. I mean, not all of us, like, because you're technically your brew cave right now is your garage, correct?
Yeah.
So
that is where I brew and where we serve out of necessity. So
there you go.
We do not have, we live on a slab, so what's a man to do?
And I do have, we're recording right now, like, we're in my basement, and like, it's the basement. It's also where my wife and I work out. I can visibly see a punching bag off in the corner.
So it's your brew cave / hangout spot / workout room.
Exactly. It's everything. And then laundry around the corner.
Let me ask you this. You name dropped the man cave. I will name drop the she shed on you. And I will ask you, have you ever been to a brew cave or like a hangout spot like that was in a shed? And do you think that such a thing could, like, what do you think of that? Could that be an idea?
I haven't seen a shed, but I've seen garages. Where we are right now around our neighborhood, there are actually quite a few places.
You're talking about an attached garage.
Attached or detached? Okay. Detached.
You've seen both. Okay.
Yes. So there is actually one neighbor of ours. I have not had the chance to interact. I wish I could. Their detached garage has AC. Has a full wet bar, TVs, I said plural.
Yeah.
And like they hang out and do everything out there in that garage all the time. I'm slightly jealous of that.
Yeah. I had friends growing up that has had a situation like that. I was about to say, I've never seen a, what we're terming a brew cave in a true shed,
mm-hmm.
but I have seen it in Warren in a detached garage and it was awesome. Like they had the pool, they had darts, they had like a built-in bar, full AC, TVs on both sides.
The AC blew my mind when I saw that.
Like a little mini fridge full of beer, or you could walk into, it's like basically it was like the garage had like a back room where this was. And then there was like the part of the garage where the cars were still, it was a big building. And so then, like, there was more beer out where the cars were in another mini fridge. It was just a cool setup.
Yeah, no.
I think that is definitely...
The garage is key, honestly. Yeah. I give credit to the garages now.
Yeah.
But no, like, I haven't seen a shed. And again, there's no gender with this. This is where you guys have fun and where you brew. So I don't care what you do, what you decorate it with. It's really what it comes down to is where you brew, where you drink, and where you have fun. Mm. That's the main rules.
I like it. I think that is it's simple. Keep it simple, stupid, right?
Exactly.
That is one of your mottos.
Now, I am going to contradict myself a little bit and talk about where my inspiration came from this. So, back in the wonderful 90s, they were great times. There was a show called Home Improvement with Tim Allen.
All you listeners from the year 2100.
Yep.
There was a man named Tim Allen.
There was a man named Tim Allen. But he did a show within a show. So, like, he was, like, a home improvement guy with his family. And he had, like... three sons and all this other stuff going on. But like he also did a show in which one of the segments that they did sometimes was called like a man something. So like they do like a man kitchen or the man bathroom or the man's garage or something like that.
Keep in mind, this was the 90s.
This was the 90s and it's Tim Allen. But that's where I kind of got my inspiration because I wanted to go big. Like I wanted something that would be cool, but like I didn't care about everything else. I just wanted like, this is my dream brew cave. That's how far I want to go with this.
If Tim Allen came to you and said, "You, Ryan, you can go on an unlimited shopping spree and we are going to make you the brew cave of your dreams."
Oh, dear Lord, I'd have all the dreams.
I have those dreams. All right. I love it.
So I'm going to have you start off with us because I think you have one more than me.
So hold on. Just to set up the episode, we are going to basically just be listing off some key components of a perfect beer cave.
Yes.
For you or for me, right?
Now, it could be decorations. It could be something related to brewing. It could be related to dispensing your beer, like whatever you want. Right. It could be that. So I'm going to let you go first.
So with that said, my first one, and this sounds so odd, but if you say that, okay, clearly in some form I'm serving beer, in some form I'm making beer, whatever. If those are covered...
Mm-hmm.
My first thing is going to be completely unrelated to beer, and it is going to be a Bose home theater system, baby. I don't know if you have ever like gone to like a mall into the Bose store and done the presentation where you go into like this special little room where
I have not.
Oh my God. Okay. So they have one at Partridge Creek if you're in the
Michigan
Metro
area.
Detroit, Michigan area. But like if you go to a Bose store, they'll try and sell you this home theater system by like they walk you into this small little room and they show you, you know, it's like the surround sound, gorgeous quality. Oh, like
actually, I do remember as a kid, I remember this actually.
Yes. Okay.
It wasn't there. It was someone else. But like
I think probably other companies do this too. The one that I remember and the one that's imprinted on me and the one that I will buy if I have just a bunch of FU money is the Bose version. So
I mean, of course you gotta go Bose.
Yeah. So basically, you know, I'm huge into music. And I would say that for me, for a brew cave, the entertainment thing is important because it's not just that you're drinking the beer. It's, you know, it's making sure that the vibe is right. And for me, you know, okay, TV behind the bar, you can watch sports. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I like that. I could take it or leave it as long as I had amazing speakers and we could play music because I love music. You know, I'm the type of person that has a playlist for everything.
Yes, you and do.
I want to be able to.
You taught my wife that too.
Yeah, I want to be able to jam out in our brew cave. And that is what I want.
Well, that's the third rule. The third rule of the brew cave is have fun.
Exactly. Okay, then put it that way. That is my way of having fun. I want a Bose home theater system.
I had nothing wrong with that. I'm game for that. I mean, entertainment, whether you're watching sports or listening to music, like that's key for me at least to
having
a brew cave.
If I were to have a TV and we were watching the big game, it would be playing on my Bose home theater system.
Yes.
Or we could listen to it on the radio, but the key is that it would be there.
The key actually is the radio because when you listen to it on the radio, you have less of a delay. You will actually learn more. I worked in a restaurant. It was hilarious because the cooks and everything will listen to the games in the back on the radio and everyone's watching the game on TVs. And I was a server at the time and I'll be walking through the kit or walking through the serving area, talking with people. And all of a sudden I hear everyone go, "Yeah!" I'm like, wait, that's not loud enough to be everyone in the bar. And it's everyone in the kitchen cheering. And I'm looking and as that 3 second delay already, I'm looking up and they hike the ball. I'm like, they're going to score. Or something like something good's gonna happen.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta watch. Nice.
So it's crazy like that. Yeah. No, I would agree with you 100%. Bose is or there's a sound system in general.
Yeah. I was gonna say it doesn't have to be Bose, but I've got to give them credit. This episode is not sponsored by Bose. If Bose, if you would like to sponsor our episodes, hit us up.
Yes. Let us know.
With that said, that's just the one that imprinted on me.
Yes.
So let's right turn. Your turn. What would be your first must-have?
First must-have, I'm going to brewing, and it's something that you actually have. I would love to have a lager in the fridge. It's something that's nice to have. I don't need anything fancy. Just another little mini fridge. I do actually have one I might convert, but it'll be nice to have because like I am working on a Kolsch, and I know Kolsch, technically, you're supposed to lager it, but I'm not. So it's not, again, another reason why
I just don't have the means. Honestly,
I don't have the means. Yeah.
That is a huge, that's a huge stopping point for a lot of people to getting into lager brewing is like, you have to somehow control the temperature. How are you going to do that? Like if you don't have a spare mini fridge lying around and the means to rigorously control the temperature on that, I mean, you can just not control temperature. There are some experiments on Brewlosophy that seem to imply that with certain, especially with certain yeast strains, you can kind of get away lagering at warmer temperatures. But on the other hand, I have a lager in fridge. I'm with you. Even if I don't use it for lagering, it's just, it's nice to know that I can ferment at a specific temperature.
Yes.
Whatever that temperature is. If it's cold, it's warm, whatever it is, I'm there. I'm at that temperature.
Yeah, that's nice. It's a basic thing. It's nothing too crazy. It's just love to have a little fridge that I can just put in there and just be like, because I thought about making my own lager because like I wouldn't mind making, as bad as it sounds, I love me PBR, but like I would like to expand on PBR.
Hey, you know what? Stand up for yourself. PBR is delicious.
Well, it's not that I like PBR. It's just like, why would I make a clone when I can buy a 30 pack of it for $18?
That is true. It is not. it's for the satisfaction of knowing you can make a clone.
Now, I could do a hams, which is technically a cream ale.
But make it better.
Oh, I hate hams.
Is it really a cream ale?
It is cream ale.
It's a disgusting cream.
I had a buddy in college who was obsessed
so
with
much.
It.
Yeah.
Obsessed with it.
And I'm not picky, but I hate hams.
Yes.
But sorry.
But yeah, simple, easy.
Okay.
Nothing
I love
crazy.
That. I love that.
Let's go back. Let's do you one more and then we'll take a quick break.
Well, I will tell you, just for the record, I just today gutted the door of my fermenting fridge. And I can now fit 2 kegs in there. Used to just be 1. If you ever need to lager something, I'm happy to do it for you. Seriously. If you want one, if it's important to you to keep temp, bring it over and I'll store it in there. As long as we time it, if I know ahead of time, we'll do it.
Well, let me know where you got all the tool. Well, not really tools because it's just really just cut it out and everything. But like that paneling that I need because I have I have a mini fridge.
I haven't done the paneling yet. It looks like an ugly mess. It's a bunch of styrofoam.
I might have to reach out to Grandpa for that one.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it after.
Yeah.
I will get to my second.
Yeah.
I'll actually build off of you. So right now I have 2 Danby mini fridges, which have served me very well. One of them, our grandpa built for me. He built you one as well. It's a beautiful tap system, 2 keg tap system. I have another of a very similar fridge that I use for fermenting. So in my dream beer cave though, 2 on tap is not enough.
Ooh.
I want, I think, a 4 tap Keezer.
Ooh.
So, you know, not a kegerator, a chest freezer, a Keezer. And then with one of those, they make towers that just have the 4 taps coming out of the single tower. Honestly, after seeing how tight the two tubes are packed in my like 2 tap, I don't know how they'd fit 4, but whatever, apparently it can be done.
It can be done very easily.
I would love a 4 tap because to me, like, okay, being realistic here, okay, I'd love to have like 16, but like beer doesn't last that long. And I don't know that I want to have so many people over our house so constantly that we go through 16
kegs. Smaller amounts is what you need.
4 I think is solid.
Yeah.
4 is solid. I want a 4 tap Keezer. And even more ideally, not just a 4 tap Keezer, but one that's like, you know, say you've got, we're sitting at your bar area. It's a beautiful bar area. Behind it, inevitably behind a bar area, there's a cabinet in the back. I want it built into my cabinet in the back.
Ooh, there it is.
You know, like you're at a bar where it's like you're sitting on the bar with your elbow on it, or you're cleaning a glass with a you're cleaning a glass with a cloth, and you're
your bow tie.
So what can I get you, Sonny? Yeah. And then someone's like, "I will have one of your Kolsch," and you go, "Excellent." You turn around and boom, you just right back there. But it doesn't look like a chest freezer; it looks like a cabinet.
Yes,
that would be my dream—a 4 tap Keezer that looks built in. Has a sink next to it for cleaning glasses. That's number 2 for me. That's big.
Because, honestly, like,
and then this will come back, I think, but I put a huge premium on like the kind of the pomp and circumstance of serving the beer.
Yes. Now I will say with my bar set up for the, obviously you guys can't see, but like I have, it used to be a desk at a Barnes & Noble. Or actually, no, be more specific, Borders. For those who don't know what Borders is, that's why.
Don't be more specific, be more right.
So
it was not a Barnes and Noble.
It was a Borders desk, and like there are some spots where like we can I can sit on one side, and it's like a desk. I work down here honestly, which is very tempting.
It is really cool. It's kind of curved, which is super rare for a bar too.
So when I first when we first bought this house, I wanted to actually build the kegerator into this bar, have it underneath, and have the tap system come out from under from inside of it, but. I decided not to. Now I have a Danby as well.
Great for resale value also.
Exactly. So I do have a Danby as well, and it sits off to the side. It's a two-tap system. I did actually have a buddy, you know, Matt.
I do.
And after I moved out and moved in with my wife.
Congratulations on having a buddy, by the way.
I know, right? It's crazy. I always have a buddy. He ended up buying it's a top open fridge.
Yeah, like a chest. Fridge. A chest fridge or a chest freezer.
Well, it's a freezer, but he can control the temperature digitally. So, like, he kept it at a fridge temperature.
But it's a chest freezer.
He put four beers in there, or could put four beers in there.
This is my dream.
But he didn't have it come out through a tower. Oh, he had like kind of a this little dispenser.
What do they call them? The picnic. The picnic taps. Yeah.
The party keg things where you like you just have the little thing put it on top. You got to push the pump it a little bit.
Oh, you got to pump it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then he could be like, shh, and pour his beer and everything. So he had that when he had four. Like that could easily be turned into like you said, drill a hole through the top. There's your tower and there's your four beers as well. So like that's easily doable. I feel like that's an easy one to get.
It's. Maybe, but we don't have room.
That's the issue,
we don't have
a
basement, so we don't have room for a chest freezer. And so that is in my dream is just having a chest freezer.
Yes.
Right now we've got the fermenting mini fridges in the house, the serving mini fridges in the garage.
Yep.
No room for a chest freezer in our house anywhere. No room really in our garage anywhere either.
But say, if you guys just organize that, you guys can have so much space.
Why don't you come over and do it if you think it's possible, you jerk?
Not my problem.
Not possible.
Your problem. All right. So yeah, we're going to take a quick break real quick. I'm going to come back and we'll go through a couple more. And we'll see you guys soon. Cheers.
Hey, this is TC.
And this is Jim from the Studio Demands It podcast.
Where every episode we take a demand from a hypothetical studio.
Which could be you.
And challenge ourselves to conceptualize, pitch, and craft a film based on the stipulations.
Or the demands.
We are given. We talk about movies all the time. Particularly, we complain about the choices made in the films we've seen.
We're nerds like that.
And, of course, like any good nerd does, we automatically assume that we could do better.
Even with the demands and restrictions that clearly must have been put on by a production.
So head on over to studiodemandsit.com and listen to our previous library of episodes. Our library of previous episodes. Our precious library, Jim. Our library of precious episodes.
You're a pirate, Smeagol.
Okay. So head on over to studiodemandsit.com to listen to our library of episodes.
And submit your demand for a future episode, too.
So go do that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, end of ad.
Hey, this is Jordan Johnson.
And I'm Max Olmsted.
And we're at the Top Hat Balloon Show here.
Yeah, so it's a sketch comedy show and it's a complete secret to everyone.
Yeah, it's a super secret. It comes out weekly, but only you can know about it.
Yes, so you're one of the special few who were telling about it.
Yeah, so make sure you go to YouTube, iTunes, or our website.
TopHatBalloonShow.com.
Yeah, and watch our videos and subscribe, but don't tell anyone. Well,
tell some people.
Maybe tell some people.
Maybe a few folks.
Maybe only tell, like, each of you only tell 20 people each.
Yes. Then it'll still be small and cool, but...
Yeah, but it's a secret, okay?
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Keep that in mind.
The secret Tom Eppelin Show, okay? Goodbye.
And we are back. And if I recall, you got gypped because we did two of mine. Four tap Keezer, Bose Home Theater System, baby. And
Bose
we
sponsor.
Only got one of yours. Yeah, Bose or a competitor because none of them are sponsoring us.
Yes.
But I would love to hear what your second.
So mine is a big one. My next one's a big one.
It's a big one.
This
okay.
This one is where like I am gonna go. I'm gonna bring in my Tim Toolman Taylor from Home Improvement and want something big.
All right. Do it up, man.
So I want
This is all in your dreams.
I'm about to say no. It's only going to be in my dreams. This one will probably never happen. It is a actual brewing setup. So,
what is define actual?
I will get there. Hold on, I'll get there.
I feel like you have an actual physical brewing setup.
So, what I want is a kitchen-like setup to where I don't have to move anything.
Oh, so like a permanent fixture, yes. Brewing.
So
oh man.
Picture an actual brewing setup. Like an actual brewery. Like you're going to Dragon Mead, you're going to Sam Adams, right. You're going wherever
Things
you're going.
Permanent location.
But I'm gonna take like a tenth of that. Because right. Obviously they have a lot. So I just want a tenth of it.
You can even do one of those. Like they have these really cool, like all in one, like electric brewing setups. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like it's going to cost you a grand or more, but now you've got this one bucket. You can set it up anywhere and it'll do everything
for
you.
Well, see, I don't even want to set it up. I want it drilled into the ground. That is where it is.
Oh, okay.
And like,
this is by definition in your forever home.
Oh, this is my forever home. Yes. Oh,
okay.
So like I will brew in this kettle. I will then siphon it to the next pot next to it, which is where it will ferment. I will then siphon it to the next one, which is where secondary will happen. And then it will go into kegging.
And then you just run the brewery cleaner through the whole
exactly.
line.
Exactly. Oh. Like, that is the setup I want.
That's the
it
dream.
It will probably never happen. But it is, like I said, picture a 1/10 version of an actual brewery. Like, I don't want that much. I really don't want that much.
Can I ask you a big question, though?
Yes.
If you could have this, would you still be brewing extract? Would you be doing brew in a bag?
I'd probably be doing a lot more. I would probably not do extract at all because of it.
So whole grain or brew in a bag? Or like, I guess it's kind of like brewing you can brew in a bag or you like some of these electric ones is like brewing like a metal.
Yeah. It's like a basket.
Brewing a basket. Yeah.
Either one I'd be fine with, but I definitely would be getting rid of extract because of it. And that would extend on so much more I can do.
Yeah.
And
you'd have a bit more flexibility.
Like I don't have to bring the pot up. I don't have to, Cause like right now, cause I brew in my kitchen and all my stuff's downstairs in the basement. I have to come downstairs, grab what I can, walk upstairs, set everything up, come back downstairs, bring everything up. And then all my hops and yeast I keep out in the beer fridge in my garage. I have a beer fridge. Yes. And literally okay, now I gotta go out to the garage, grab all the hops I'm using.
Yeah.
And then grab the yeast.
That
I'm using.
Gets annoying. Yes. Yeah.
So like, it's just going everywhere.
We store all of our brewing like supplies at, you know, cause we like vacuum seal all our extra ingredients and they're all in like all the grains and stuff, at least in there. And that, and a lot of the equipment is in my bedroom.
Yes.
And then all we brew in the garage, so it's like back forth.
That's what it is.
It
would be just nice like to have
one,
everything
one
in
place.
One spot.
And if it's your brew cave, you could just be pouring beers the
exactly.
whole time.
Exactly. That's a dream.
Cheers to the dream.
Cheers to that dream. Okay.
Okay.
What's your next? What's
so
your
my, my last one kind of hit on the idea that, like, for me, you have really hit on the idea of like an ideal brewing space. For me, I have a lot of improvements I would love to make to my brewing space, but not having a basement, there are a lot of additions I would love to make to my serving setup, you know, primarily. So for me, I've set a 4-tap keyser. The next is a sick, nasty glass collection. And so, you I think should know, depending on when in the podcast you're picking us up, you might know, like, I really like making beers to style, kind of by the book. Mm-hmm. You know, I love to be able to make, you know, a classic Kolsch, a classic California Common Steam Ale.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, which we recorded earlier today. So I want a display shelf lined with pint glasses, first of all. This is something my wife and I, for a long time, have been collecting pint glasses from
different breweries,
different pubs. So I want all those on display. We'll pull those out. You know, you get a random one every time you come to the brewery. It's always different. That's part of it. But the other part is like having four of every conceivable serving glass. If you're drinking a wheat beer, I've got a wheat beer glass for you. If you're drinking a Kolsch, I've got a got a cologne stange for you, and you're going to drink out of those little cylindrical Kolsch glasses. If you're drinking a Belgian, I got a tulip glass for you. If you're drinking a British ale, I've got one of those neat little pint glasses with the little
Sam
nub.
Sam Adams glass. The Sam Adams glass.
The little actually. Nub. Yeah. I there's a technical name for it, and I can't remember.
I'm outside. I don't know what it is. I just know Sam Adams
has the same
glass.
You're drinking a stout, you get a stout glass. A porter, you get a porter glass. Like, whatever it is. And even
you'll drink out of the
extending
right
into liquor, you know.
Oh yes,
you get whiskey out of a rocks glass, unless you want a snifter, because I've got one, I've got four. And if you want some grappa,
you are fancy.
I've got some grappa glasses for you. Yeah, whatever you want, it will be served to you in
the right glass,
the traditional glass. Yeah, yeah. I think it's so cool that again, that kind of pomp and circumstance is so cool. It's such a neat part of just alcohol in general, like the history of different countries, and like there, you know, you'll read these like reasons why you use a certain thing over another, but like mostly it's just cool for the history. It's like feeling like, you know, Haley and I brought a couple of bottles of grappa back from Italy, and I had to get the glasses because it wasn't the same. It was like, you don't drink that out of a rocks glass. It's got this. Look up, you know, if you've never had grappa out of like a grappa glass, it's like this really cute little, it's almost like a, well, you've had it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like this cutesy little like glass on a little stand, almost like a wine glass, but it's small and it's got this little lip. It's really unique. And every time we were served it there, that was what it came out of. And it just, it helps bring me back.
Mm-hmm.
To those experiences when I drink it in my like living room.
Yes. No, agree with you 100%. Like, you have the right. And four is, two is the minimum. Four is the rule though. So like I always try to make sure I get four of each glass, but I know it's hard to do it because it's like glasses are so expensive.
Well,
those fancy glasses.
When you're pouring out for you, and your wife and another couple, it's four. When you're pouring out for friends, who knows how many there will be?
Exactly.
But it's often less than four.
Yes.
Less than or equal to four. So yeah, I think four is a
great
number.
Four is a set. Four is a full set.
Four is a set. Exactly. And they're often sold in sets of four. Mm-hmm. I want four of every conceivable variety of serving glass.
Yeah. My rule though is always two. So like, cause I mean, mainly it's me and my wife who drink. So like we'll do like a whiskey night. She'll do her Jack Honey. I'll do some kind of scotch and everything. And I have no idea how to describe these glasses, but I got these great glasses. We did actually for our wedding. And they're just like, they got this like bubble look. They got like little foot stems on the bottom. They're phenomenal. I love these glasses. And then you and Haley, cause she hid them from you, cause you got them too. Got these cool glasses where it's like, it's double insulated and it looks like it's,
yeah, they're called Norlin.
Yes.
Those are why. That's a funny story, because I found them and told them that we should buy them for Rich, our father-in-law, and she was like, she had already bought them for you and for me and for him.
Yes.
So she just shut me down and was like, no, that's a dumb idea. Like, you're an idiot.
It sounds like a wife
thing. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, she was essentially like, that's a dumb idea and you're an idiot for having it.
Yes.
And I was like, I put my tail between my legs and was like, oh, I guess I suck at gift giving. And then I got one for Christmas and I was like,
you
lie. What the what? Okay, let's hear your next one.
All right, so my next one is also big. Like, this is big, it's big, it's big. I want a beer garden attached to my house.
A beer garden?
A beer garden.
Oh.
But it goes more.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a beer garden attached to my house.
Where will this be in your backyard?
This will be the backyard.
Or will you just be on such an enormous property you can have one coming out of the side of the house?
I mean, my wife would probably not appreciate
it. This is your dream. So
I'm going to say, my dream.
It's your dream.
I'm going to say, I can do it a small.
No, you tell me. It's your dream.
My dream. I would say, I'm okay with small house. I'm okay with that because that's less yard to mow.
Okay, whatever. Small house, but is it your your whole backyard? Is it coming
not
out?
Not the whole backyard.
The
it's
house?
Coming out. So right now my setup is I have a like the back patio. The back patio that we currently have right now could just become the beer garden. But it's done properly. So I need hops growing.
Of course. As one does.
Not only this regular hops, these are hops I'm using in my beers.
Of course. the beer you're serving,
yes,
to your paying friends. And
well, first, they don't pay. Let's just be honest here.
You're paying customers and your friends.
Exactly. But like, I would just love to have a beer garden. It's just a, like, granted, Michigan, you can only use it for what, 5 months of the year, really?
Depends on how many of those heaters you have.
I mean, I can get some. So we can expand it to 7.
Because it's your dream, right? There are heaters around you can get
into December. I'm in, like, it never gets above 75. It never gets below 60. Let's just call it that. In my dream, it stays between 60 and 75.
In your dream, we can't live close to each other. That's so sad.
Well, no, in my dream, you'll be right there with
me. Oh. Fine. It's your dream.
Yeah, exactly. It's my dream. Don't mess on it. But, like, I would just love to have a beer garden. Love to grow. I almost started growing hops in this house when we bought it. I was really, really close. I need a better setup, though. So, I'm the next house we actually are thinking about, like, shopping around here soon. The next house, I will be probably growing my own hops. And
grow Cascade. It's
so Cascade good. And Citro would be so on classic. Top too.
Oh, dude.
But, like, that's it. Beer garden. I love my basement. The basement's nice, but there's sometimes, like, it's a gorgeous night.
You can make
outside.
Some like fresh wet hop beers from, oh my god. Yes. And we can do an episode on it and keep the podcast running.
I know. Dreams. All the dreams. Dude. But yeah, no, like I love my basement. It's a great setup that I have here. But like on a gorgeous night or gorgeous day, that's like be outside. Like in the winter, yes. In the winter, when especially here in Michigan, when it's snowing outside, I am coming downstairs and hitting the out in the basement. It's nice and
which
warm.
Which feels good too.
Exactly.
Feels
it's a nice too. Setup. But like during the fall, during the spring, during the summer, I would love to be outside.
Hold on. Clarification.
Yes.
Is the part where you're brewing beer that you were just talking about with the inbuilt setup and stuff, that's not out in the beer garden, right? So is your beer garden like a, or is your brew cave a multi-level brew cave? You've got like,
why not?
Or is it like the garage? It's like the garage out into the backyard.
If I had to do it my way, it would be the garage leading to the back patio.
Beautiful.
That's or beautiful. Even
where it's like people can take tours of
exactly,
your brewery.
Exactly.
Of Wise Old Elbow Brewing.
Or like if I really wanted to, I would have a second kitchen on the main floor that then leads out to the beer garden to the back patio.
Oh, dude. You must live in a mansion. That sounds awesome.
I about to say yes. In this magnificent dream I'm in. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
You got one more?
Can I go next? Okay. I've got one more, but it's kind of two. So I'm going to.
What is the kind of two?
I'm going to say. Yeah. So tell me, when you were in college, you're dating your current wife. Mm-hmm. You got this really sweet Anchorman poster. This really sweet. We're in Ryan's basement. I'm looking. Free beer tomorrow sign. There's nothing like a Guinness sign. A replica master sword.
Yes.
A Viking drinking horn. What did Mallory say about all these things?
Oh, basement.
She's like, oh my God, this looks so good in the basement.
Yes. Every time I found something, she would say basement.
You were in an apartment at the time, right? So,
yeah.
So that meant that's great. Do not put it up now.
Mm-hmm.
Do not put it up now. When we have a basement, it goes in the basement, right? So this is kind of my bonus, like, 3.5. I just want a basement. I don't have a basement. So that kills it because I've got those things. I've got a range of cool bottles we've collected
yes.
from different places. And, you know, neat, one-of-a-kind scotches I've gotten as
mm-hmm,
gifts
mm-hmm.
that I've kept because the bottles look so cool when put up in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is nowhere in our current house to put these things. Nowhere to put these things. I want to be able to display my knickknacks and my wall art. And, you know, like, so that's a bonus, I think, because just give it to me. And then with that, you must understand that is necessary for my real next item, which is, if I have a basement, I've got the shelves, you know, I've got all my sweet drinking glasses mm-hmm. and the pine glasses. The back wall of my, and possibly also like the bar, you know, like the under the bar sometimes is often like themed. It's all going to be lined with concert posters.
Ooh.
I've been collecting them for a long time. I said earlier,
I've seen a couple.
I'm a big music guy. And like, yeah, Haley and I have seen some cool retro bands. We obviously live in the era of no more Pink Floyd, but we have seen Roger Waters and we've seen David Gilmour. So we've gotten partway there, but we've also seen, you know, newer bands. And I've been collecting lately, concert posters from each concert I go to.
Yeah.
And since I love music so much, that is the theme I want to wrap my entire serving setup around. I want posters lining the walls, and I want posters probably lining the entire, like, the bar as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, in my basement, which I have in my house, is not that much to ask. We live near a water line, so there's not a lot of basements in my neighborhood. But someday we will have that. And amongst the other knickknacks and stuff, that is going to be kind of the main theme. And think about how well it will play with the Bose home theater system.
Bose, you better sponsor this.
All right. So that's mine. Like I said, it's kind of a duplicate or kind of a double, but like you needed the one to really have the other. That was my year and a half old toddler, if you heard that come through the speakers. I'm sorry. Ryan, you've got one more. What is it going to be?
I'm going to go with aesthetics.
I just went with aesthetics, so I love this.
So
what are your aesthetics?
This is a very basic one.
Basic, very, like pumpkin spice latte basic? Or
actually, it kind of is.
Okay, that's fine.
I actually have approval of this because the wife has approved, and she likes this.
Saying that you have approval is also very basic.
Exactly. I would love to have a basement bar because, you know, the beer garden can be
sitting at your basement bar, so I'm missing the approval part.
Oh, because I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I need a lot of things for it. You ever been to like an old timey bar? Like you got the mahogany wood, you got the darkness. You have
Cliff Bells?
Not quite. Well, Cliff Bells is more fancy. We're gonna take a couple steps down to like a pub. You have the copper inlets on the ceiling. But some of them actually do it where they do what looks like a copper flooring, but actually it's just pennies. I would love to have a bar with a penny floor. It gives it that copper look and everything else. And I have approval of this because
unique.
Mallory loves the idea as well. I've only seen it in a few places. There's a barbecue place in Clawson near us that does it as well.
All right.
At the wood shop.
That's characterful.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love
that. So I just have to gain a crap ton of pennies, and I can do it, but I just have to gain a crap ton of pennies.
Why don't you just take $100 to the bank and be like, can I have this in pennies, please?
Because I feel like that's a mean thing to just...
It's really mean, but how else are you going to get...
I know.
Pick them up. Dude, pick them up off the street for like years, for like two decades.
I'm going to wait till the pandemic's over, and then I'm going to do that.
Well, but... Okay, fine. I mean, you can wash them again. But like, if you collected them all, think of how extra cool that would be.
Oh, green.
How extra cool that would be.
I would love to do...
You know what the problem is? Who in 2020 carries pennies around and drops them?
True.
Who even uses pennies?
No. Our mother-in-law still goes on walks with her husband, our father-in-law, and still picks up pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, dollars... Bigger dollar bills.
Well,
and do this every year.
Steal their pennies.
Like they get enough. They do it every year, and they collect it. And at the end of the year, they usually have enough to take themselves out for a nice dinner. Not like a dinner, a nice dinner.
Yeah, like cruising.
So you're getting like 50, 60 bucks in a year on just coins and random dollar bills that you're finding.
It adds up. All right, man. Well, so, I'm just saying, if you could find them all, think of how much more characterful that would be.
Oh, it would be.
Already
sure.
Characterful. I love it. Your floor is pretty fine right now, but like if it were pennies, how much cooler would it be?
No, definitely next house, we're planning everything out. It will be 100% our forever home.
And your forever home, yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to be a plan.
Well, I will say, once I have a basement in my forever home, I hope that I can come and chill in your beer garden slash brew cave. And I hope that you will come and chill in mine.
I will
definitely.
Can
brew together, and we will obviously live next to each other in this fictional universe, because why not?
We're going to be in Hobbiton, I'm assuming then, correct?
Right, yeah, we're all going to live in Hobbit holes, yes.
Right. Now, I glanced at your list, and I think I read something, and I'm kind of intrigued by it, but you didn't say it. Barrels put to use somehow.
Oh yes. Okay. Well, so this is
I'm on board with it 100%.
We are in.
We're doing real quick.
We're into the bonus. Okay. So again, for me, serving setup is important. The keyser, the glass collection, decor though is also important. So I would love. So imagine. So I always go back to my parents' basement, right? Mm-hmm. You've been down there.
Yep.
So they've got like, you know, a rectangular basement, and then it was like you took a corner of it and you made another kind of smaller rectangle kind of off to the side. So it's like, mm-hmm. it's like this nook yes. bar that they have. And it's so, I love that setup where it's like, you got the main basement, which is a sweet setup already, cool entertainment system, whatever. But then like they've got seating, you know, like mm-hmm. we've done big parties there, margarita nights.
Super Bowl,
nights.
Yeah, I was say we've been there for
Super
Bowl.
We've done wakes there, we've done Super Bowl, like wow. a little bit of everything. So
two ends of the spectrum there.
Yes, exactly. So I'm imagining. Oh,
and I made a mess now.
Already fall. So imagine you've got that. Imagine you've got that, and so you've got that, but whereas my parents have a kitchen table, some kitchen chairs, a couple of couches, what we have instead is a bunch of stand-up seats, which are all, you know, you've got all these tables that are all bottomed by barrels.
Yes.
How characterful
yes,
is
yes,
it? It's
yes.
so cool. It's so cool. I love when breweries and distilleries do this, where they reuse like spent barrels as the base for a table or something. So imagine the bar we're at now, because at the moment, Ryan actually has a pretty sick setup in his basement. And then just put like three small tables, four chairs each, square top, but underneath you've just got like a nice old whiskey barrel. How cool is that? It's so characterful.
So I'm going to add to this. So I am a member of a fraternity, as you are, different fraternities. But currently, the master distiller of Jack Daniels is a alumni of my fraternity.
Well, aren't you special?
We are. For very few things, we are special. That and Tony Romo. That's all we got. But because once he got moved into that position, the high ups into the fraternity, so like the national people in there, all got barrels. Like full barrels of Jack Daniel whiskey.
Being that I don't.
And they use it for poker tables. Like you were saying, like they there have it go. As a base.
There it is.
Full of whiskey. And they put a poker table on top of it, and that's what they play
but
on.
But we are not, being Michigan folks, we are euchre players.
I mean, yes.
if you're outside the Michigan-Ohio area, look up euchre and learn it, because it's better than poker.
It's spades.
It's nothing
with
like
less
poker.
Cards.
Yeah, it's nothing like poker, but it is also better. Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, very characterful.
Yeah, no,
congratulations,
I love it.
On your fraternity coat.
Okay, if I could get in there and get something from him, I would.
I can't help
the
but
the only thing I have right now is a signature.
Being a member of that fraternity, you have zero barrels in your basement at the moment.
I do have.
I'm just saying, if I could have like three around my bar.
I have his signature, actually.
Well,
that does nothing. I know.
Congratulations. three tables, each with a whiskey barrel bottom, with four chairs around them. That's 12 people. Four chairs around the bar. Maybe six.
Yeah.
That would be the dream.
Yes.
And that is my bonus. And you're the one that called it out.
I did.
So I don't know what to tell you. So there it is.
That's a brew cave.
This, yeah, between the two of us, if you brought it all together, you could make a heck of a brew cave. But we would love to know what you guys think about what your ideal brew cave would be. So hit us up at brewthersinlaw. That's B-R-E-W-T-H-E-R-S in law, all one word, on Twitter.
That's how Twitter works.
Brewthersinlaw.com. Or if you would like to just chastise Ryan specifically, you can do it at these locations.
Yes, you can reach out to me on Twitter at Rambo Coon. Or you can reach out to the Wise Old Owl, which is my brewing.
Which is the place in which we currently sit.
Yes. Which is Wise Old Owls Brew on Twitter. So you can let me know how my dreams of my brew cave are, or let me know how your dreams of a brew cave are. And again, we also like to hear your thoughts of different places you've been to across the country or in the world, or where you've been to that is like your best bar, best pub, best anything that you've been to. Like, and there's been plenty of other ones I've been to, and I know you've been to quite a few as well. So let us know, like, what's out there. We love to, like, we all travel, so like whenever we go to some place, we like to know where to go.
What's up?
And the end of it all, after spilling my beer and now having a full beer and
most of your guy, don't spill your beer.
Don't spill it. Cheers.